Hey, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got two lines down in Yud Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara had been talking about different instances where something was oker, a previous din. So we discussed how Yaakov Avinu, that even though it said Lo Yikarei Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Im Yisrael, it sounds like his name Yaakov should never be used again. But in the end of the day, the Gemara proves that he is called Yaakov further as well. So the Gemara had been talking about also that we're going to forget all the Sheba Mitzrayim. We're not going to reflect on it anymore because the final redemption is going to be even greater. So the response was that no, not that we won't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's just going to be overshadowed by the new Geula. Be'nachanami, we're going to mention both of them. So along those lines, the Gemara now says, again, two lines down on Yud Gimel, Amin Aleph, V'cheinu Omer, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Al tizkru rishonos v'kadmonios al tizbonu. Don't remember the first generations, and the kadmonios don't think about. So what does this mean? Al tizkru rishonos ze shibul malchios. We're not going to remember the first redemptions of Babel and Madai and Yavon. And al tizbonanu, zu yitzias Mitzrayim, the kidmonos al tizbonu, the previous generations, even earlier, which is a reference to yitzias Mitzrayim, we're not going to mention either. And then the pasuk in Yeshayahu further says, hinini ose chadosh ata titzmach. Here I'm going to make something new is going to, titzmach is going to grow. Tani Rav Yosef, zo mechemes gog u'magog, that's going to be the overshadowing geula. So Gemara explains, Mashal Ma'adav Adomer, what is this similar to? It's Le'odam Shehayim Halach Bederech. A guy is traveling. Upogabo Ze'ev V'nitzal. So he's attacked by a wolf, and he's saved by the wolf. V'hayam Mesamper V'holech Ma'is Ze'ev. And he's telling everyone about the incredible Hatzalah he had from the wolf. And then, later on, at some other point in life, Pogabo Ari, he encounters a lion. Venitzel, and he also is spared from the lion. And he was telling everyone about the incredible Yeshua he had from the Ari. And then a third event happened. Pogabo Nachash, he encountered a snake, seemingly a dangerous, a poisonous snake. Venitzel, he was saved from the snake as well. Shachach Maisa Shneam, he forgot the previous two events, the Ari and the Ze'ev, were nothing compared to the snake. And Hayam Masaper V'Holech Maisa Nachash, he would only tell people about an incredible nace that happened to him from the encounter with the snake. Sa'af Kach Yisrael, so too Klal Yisrael. Tzeros Acharonos Mishachos Es HaRishonos. The Yeshua, the Geula from the final redemption, all the tzaros at the end of time are going to trump the previous Geulas from Mitzrayim and all the other Shibud Malchios. So Gemara now says, Avraham, Avraham, who? Avraham. So Avraham, his name is Avraham, he's changed his name, but Chila, Nasa Avla Aram. Initially, he was only the father of Aram, a particular area, but Levasof, in the end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned him father of the world, Nasa Av L'chol HaOlam Kulo, he became the father of the entire world. Sarai, who's Sarah? Sarai changed her name, or her name was changed to Sarah. So Gemara explains, Tchila initially, Nasa Sarai Lumasa, she was Sarai, she was in charge of her particular Ummah, her particular region. But Ulvasof, in the end, Nasa Sarah L'chol HaOlam Kula, she became the global mother, the global Sarah, the one to look up to. So Tani Bar Kapara Kol HaKori LaAvram, Avram, whoever calls Avram, Avram without the hey, over Ba'aseh, he violates an Isser Aseh, Shenemar Tez in the Pasuk, Vayashimcha Avram, your name will be Avram moving forward. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, not only will a person violate an Aseh, but even over Balav, he'll get a Lav as well. Shenemar v'lo yikarei od Shimcha Avram. His name should no longer be called Avram. So there's a discussion whether or not this Av, this Lav, should be counted as one of the Minyan HaMitzvos. In the Sefer Rashbates, the Zohar Rakia, he says, we don't count this as a mitzvah because this is mentioned only Kodem Matan Torah, and therefore it's not considered one of the mitzvahs. So he says it's, so he ends up saying, Rav Richam Fisher Perlow argues on this, he doesn't like this so much, but in the end of the day, the Magen Avraham paskens that this is Aser, even though it might not be counted as one of the mitzvahs, it still is considered Aser. Interesting, I saw just last night that the Chida writes that even though now it's not Shaykh anymore, he thinks the Isser nowadays isn't Shaykh. The Isser is only when it comes to calling Avram himself, referring to Avram in front of him. That's the Isser. So it was Shaykh back then, there was an Isser. Bizman is that it's not Shaykh, but the Asr Lavo, when Avram, it's going to be brought back to life, then the Isser will be reinstated. Gabar now says, Ella, me'at, if that's the case, we're talking about that you can't call Avram Avram anymore. Hakore l'sara sarai hachinami. So if one calls Sarah, Sarai should also be subject to the same violation because it does say, lo tikra es shema sarai ki sara shema. So the Gemara answers, Hasim over there, kut shebruchu amar l'Avram. He says, he was just saying to Avram, you shouldn't l'sarai ishtecha, your wife Sarah, lo tikra es shema Sarah ki sara shema. It sounds like from the pasuk that the Isser of calling Sarah Sarai was directed only at Avram Avinu. So only Avram had an Isser, but the rest of the world was permitted to call Sarai. You and I could call her Sarai. As opposed to when it says by Avram, Lo Yikare. So again, by Sarai it says, Tikra, Yush, Lo Sikra, you shouldn't call. By Avram it says, Lo Yikare, he should not be called by anyone. So that's why there's an Isser with respect to Avram, but not an Isser with respect to Sarai outside of Avram himself. El Miata, that's the case. So then, according to Yaakov, Yaakov Hachinami, one who calls Yaakov, Yaakov should also violate an Isser because the Pasuk says, Lo Yikarei Shemcha, his name shouldn't be called anymore. Everyone should be subject to the Isser. And the Gemara answers, Shiny Hasim over there by Yaakov, it's different. The Hadar Ahadre Kra, there the Pasuk itself calls Yaakov, Yaakov, even after his name was changed to Yisrael. As it says, Dichsiv Vayomer Elokim Li Yisrael, Bemaros Halayla, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. So therefore, we already have a built-in heter from the psukim themselves. Asks Gemara to finish off the parak here. Mesa Rabbi Yossi bar Abin. The same others say Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Ata, the pasuk says in Nechemiah, Ata hu Hashem Elokim, Hashem bacharte b'Avram. You, Hashem, are the one you chose Avram. So there, the pasuk in Nechemiah calls Avram without the hey. So the pasuk calls him Avram. So just like we call Yaakov Yaakov after Yisrael, so to here he's referred to Avram even after his name was changed. So it should be allowed to be called. We could call him Avram. So Amalei, the Gemara answers, Hasim over there, the Navi who the Mesader l'Shvachei d'Rachmei, the there my dehava meikar. There the Navi in Nechemiah is just kind of repeating history and praising Kadosh Baruch Hu what had happened when Avram was still Avram. So if you refer to Avram as he was before his name was changed, that's allowed. But to refer to him Avram now in his current state, that would be prohibited. Hajnalach Me'emasai. Let's begin the new parak as follows. Hayakari, the mission begins, Hayakari B'Torah, guy is reading from the Torah, V'higia Zman HaMikra, and then he reaches the Zman of Mikra, it's the Alos, Nates comes. So the din is, Imkiven Libo Yotze, if he has a proper kavanah to be Yotze with the mitzvah, and while he's reading the Shema, he's reading inside Sefer Torah, that would be permitted. But Prakim, let's say a person's in between the Prakim, between Parsha of Vahafta and Vahayam Shema, for example, Shal Mipnei HaKavod, he's allowed to greet someone who deserves respect from him. He's allowed to Shoel, ask, and Umeshev, he's allowed to respond as well to such a person. If a person says hello to you can interrupt if you're Beina Prakim. Uvems, if a person is in the middle of one of the parashios, the din is he's shalom mipnei ayir. He could only greet someone, he could only ask someone for shalom if it's someone you fear for. He might kill you, so you should interrupt. Umesha, but in terms of responding to someone who greets you, the din is he's also allowed to only respond to one he fears. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, beems, if the guy is in the middle of the parsha, he's shalom mipnei ayir. He's able to greet someone proactively if someone he's scared of for his life, but he could respond not only to a person who he fears, but he could even respond to a person who he deserves to respect. If he's in between the prakum, he's in between the parashas of Shema, he's able to greet someone about for whom he honors, and he's able to respond to anyone else's greetings if it's bina prakum. So that's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Elohim bin Aprakum, how does one define between the Prakum? So Bain Bracha Rishona Le Shnia, between the first parsha of Shema and the second parsha of Shema, and Bain Shnia Le Shema, between the second one, Bain Shema Le Vayim Shema, first was Bracha Rishona versus Bracha Shnia, Bain Shnia, the second Bracha Le Shema, Bain Shema itself, the first parsha, Le Vayim Shema to the second parsha, Bain Vayim Shema Le Vayomer, and Bain Vayomer Le Emes V'yatziv, those are all broken up. Those are all considered Bein HaPrakim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik. One should not interrupt between the Parsha of Tzitzis to Emes V'Yatziv. That should be continued. That should not have a laugh for any type of Hefsik. Amr Rabbi Shub and Levi, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema L'Vayam Shema. How come Shema comes before? How come the first Parsha of Shema is before the second Parsha of Shema? What's the order? Because in the Pesukim, they're in different places. Parshas Rishon is in Vayeschanan, Parshas Shnia is in Ve'ekav. So why are they, when they put it together, why was it in that order? So, k'dei shekabal lav ol malchus shemayim t'chila, v'charkach mekabal lav ol mitzvos. A person should first be mekabal Hashem as the God, and after accepting Hashem as God, so then you could go ahead and accept all the mitzvos which are mentioned in the second parasha of Shema. V'yom shemoa l'vayomer, because hayom shemoa is noag bein b'yom bein b'layla. The psukim that are described in the second parsha Shema are relevant bein bayom bein balayla, but the third parsha, parsha of Tzitzis, bayomer is eino noeg ela bayom bilvad, and therefore, since it's not as relevant, therefore it's pushed off until the end. Okay, that's the end of the mission here. The Gemara now says as follows, that Shema Mina, we learn from here, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, because the Gemara says, because says the Gemara, Ma'im kivan libo, Ma'im kivan libo likros. So if he had kavana to read, so then he's yotza. So we see clearly from this that the guy is busy reading the Torah, and then he has kavana im kivan libo. The Mishnah says he has kavana to be yotza the mitzvah. So he's yotza. So if he didn't have kavana, he wouldn't be yotza. So we learn from here, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So Gemara says, likros va'kakari. What do you mean? He's already reading as it is. Bikari lahagya. He's referring to a situation where he's reading to just to make sure there are no mistakes here, but doesn't have any kavana to read, and therefore he has to have kavana to read in order to be yotze. So again, the Gemara first says mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, and the Gemara says no. He needs to have kavana to read, not to be kavana to yotze. The Gemara says the guy already is reading. Whereas he's not really reading, he's really just making sure there are no mistakes. He's editing the Sefer Torah. So if he has kavanah to read, even though he doesn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, it's still possible he's still yotzei. So it's unclear from this Gemara whether in the end of the day, mitzvot tzrichos kavanah. There is an interesting sheet of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah who says that even the one who holds in general mitzvot eino tzrichos kavanah, that's only true of a mitzvah that has a ma'isa. If there's a ma'isa like shaking lulav, so you don't need kavana per se, because the very action indicates why you're doing this. The only time you need kavana is when you're doing a mitzvah b'dibur. So in mitzvah b'dibur, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks everyone holds you need tzrichos kavana. The only machlokas is when you're doing a ma'isa, whether that requires kavana. But if it's b'dibur, you certainly require kavana. So the Achronim ask on Rabbeinu Yonah, Shema, there's no ma'isa here. Shema is clearly dibur only. So everyone, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, everyone requires kavana. So how come the guy's going back and forth whether you need tzichas kavanah or not tzichas kavanah? If it's a dibur, mitzvah b'dibur, everyone agrees you require kavanah. So the Mishnah Yavich of Jolti proves from here it must be that Shema, even though you're using dibur, it's not the typical dibur. Shema is actually considered a ma'isa. Why is it considered a ma'isa? It's considered a ma'isa because while other types of mitzvahs b'dibur, your yotzei, even if b'hir hu re'lei, by even thinking about it, but Shema, you must articulate, must say the words. If the yotzei mipi, you have to hear what comes out of your mouth. You must hear the words, and therefore that's considered more of a ma'isa. And that's why, therefore, those who don't require kavana, even though they require kavana by dibur, they don't necessarily require kavana by Shema because Shema is considered a ma'isa. This is the chiddush of Rajalti. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us that Kriya Shema Kiksava, that person needs to read Shema the way it's written. In Lashon HaKodesh, it means Divrei Rebbe. Hacham Omim No. What it means is Abichal Lashon. You can read any language you understand. Lav Dafka Lashon Kodesh. What's Machlok is whether you read it Dafka Lashon Kodesh or any language. So my time, the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe think Dafka Lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kredo, the Pasuk says Behavi'ahu. Behavi'ahu means it is Behavi'asan Yehu. It should be read as is, which is, of course, Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan, my tamai, why do they allow you to read it b'cholashim? Amar kra, shema, b'cholashim sh'ata shemea. The pasuk is shema Yisrael. So hear, whatever you understand, that includes b'cholashim. So the Rebbe, nami haksiv shema, so what does Rebbe do with the pasuk shema? Hahumi b'aylai, that's need to teach me, ha'shmea loznecha ma'asha tamotzi b'fif. You have to hear in your ears that which you say. Not that you have to use a different language. You must use Lashon Kodesh, it says v'ayu. But you have to at least hear the word, say them out loud. Now, Rabbanan, what do they do? Savri, what do they do with the words? How do they hear, where do they learn the din? They have to hear the words. So, Savri le kamandamar lo shmir lazna yasa. They hold, even if you don't hear the words, you're still yotze. Shema teaching me b'chalashim. It doesn't teach me you have to actually hear the words that are being stated according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan nami haksiv v'hayu. But what do they do with the word v'hayu? Doesn't vayu indicate that it has to be as is? Doesn't that mean only Lashon Kodesh? The Gemara says, no, Hahumi Barlai Shalai Yikra, the Mafrei. You shouldn't read the psukim out of order. Bahayu means in the Seder, how they were given. Rebbe, how does Rebbe know? Shlo yikra l'mafreya minalei. What's the source that you can't read out of order? So nafkalei midvarm hadvarm. It says dvarm, and it says hadvarm. The extra hay is unnecessary. Hadvarm, the words should be as is, meaning it should be dafka in order, kiseder, not l'mafreya. And Rabbanu's response back is dvarm hadvarm lo darshu. They don't darshan an extra hay, and therefore that's how they deal with this. So Gemara now points out, l'meimer, is this to suggest, the savar Rebbe d'chol Torah kula b'chol lashon nemar. It sounds like Rebbe holds, in general, you could read any other part of the Torah b'lashon b'chol lashon. It's dafka shema that has to be lashon hakodesh, because this hakadaitach. If you were to think b'lashon hakodesh nemra, that when you read other parts of the Torah, it must be lashon kodesh as well. So v'hayu dechaser rachman olamali. So why do they have to mention that by shema if that's the default lashon kodesh always? So it must be in general you could read b'chol lashon. It's dafka shema, and the Gemara says no. It's very possible the Rebbe holds all over Kol Torah Kula. Whenever you read the Torah, you must read by Lashon Kodesh. But the reason why they have to specify by Shema as well is Itzrech was needed Mishum Dichsev Shema. So maybe you would have interpreted the word Shema B'chol Lashon like the Rabbanim. That's why it says Vayu. Don't interpret it that way. It's also Dafka Lashon Kodesh like the rest of the Torah. The Gemara says now the opposite might be the case for the Rabbanim. The Meimer is this to suggest this Savri Rabbanim, the Rabbanim hold. The Chol Torah Kula B'lashon Kodesh Nemra. They hold in general that any Kriyas Torah is B'lashon Kodesh, and it's Dafka Shema that's B'chol Lashon. Because this Hakadaitach, if you would have thought B'chol Lashon Nemra, that the rest of the Torah can be read in any language, so why Shema Dechaser Rachman Olamali? Why do you have to specify that Shema also could be read B'chol Lashon that you're Shemeir? And the Gemara says it's you need to specify Shema as well, because Mishum Dechsev Hayu. I would have thought maybe Shema is different than the rest of the Torah, that maybe it should say Dafka, it should be Lashon Kodesh, because it says Vahayu like Rebbe. That's why it has to say Shema to tell us otherwise, that Shema can be read B'chol Lashon just like the rest of the Torah. So there's an interesting Rashi here. Which rest of the Torah are we talking about? When else is there a mitzvah deraisa to read the rest of the Torah? So the Rashi, Tosus quotes from Rashi here, B'lashon Kodesh Nemra. Perish Rashi, Perik Sheni Megillah, in the second Perik of Megillah, Rashi says, Likros B'Torah. Sound like there's a Stam mitzvah to read. Whenever there's Kriyas Torah, there's a mitzvah deraisa. Tosus says, Lo Nihir, it doesn't make any sense. Deha Ezra Tikin Kriyas Torah. It was Ezra. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us who's Masakin to read Mondays, Thursdays. Umokmi de Asa Ezra Hayu Lamali. So the Yeshlomer Tosu says maybe the Mari Parshios Hamichuyavim Lekros Deraisa. There are a couple of Parshios that are Deraisa, Kimon Parshios Zachar that everyone agrees is Deraisa, perhaps Para Aduma as well. And he says maybe even Mikra Bikurim and Vidur Meiser. And therefore those particular Parshios, those few Parshios that is the Deraisa, that's what's being referred to as Mitzvah Deraisa to fulfill them. There is the Sheet of the Ritva and other Rishon that hold that no, not only on only in Parsha Zachar, but every single Shabbos, granted Mondays and Thursdays, and Mincha afternoon is when Ezra is Masakin to read it. But when one reads the Kriyas Torah on Shabbos, and one reads Kriyas Torah on Yontif, the Ritva and Megillah holds, that's actually a Kiyum Deraisa. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. Okay, the Gemara now continues here on the bottom of Amud Aleph as follows. Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa, teaches us that V'hayu, it says the word V'hayu, Shlo Yikra L'mafra, you shouldn't read out of order. Hadvarim Alevavcha L'vavecha, the words on your lave. That's Yachol Shetei called Parsha Tzricha Kavana. One might think you need to have Kavana for the entire Parsha Rishona. Tamalomar Ha'ila, these, Adkan, only till Vayu Advam Ha'ila, only then do you need Kavana. After Vayu Advam Ha'ila, you don't need Kavana anymore. Adkan Tzricha Kavana, Yimikan Ve'ila, from this point on, in Tzricha Kavana, that's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Harei Ahu Omer, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayam Al Livavecha? Sounds like you need to say it up until that point. Mikanat alamay chikal parsha kula tshicha kavana. The entire parsha Rishana requires kavana. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Rabbi Yochanan halacha, Rabbi Akiva. We assume like Rabbi Akiva that you need to have kavana on the entire parsha Rishana. Ikedemasi la'aha. Others have a different version of the conversation. The sign of the Brisa says Hakori es shma tarch shichavin yeshliba. When one recites shma, he must have kavana. So Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kivin Shekivin Libo BePerek Rishon Shuv Eino Tarch. As long as you had the first Mandamer says you need to have kavana the entire three parshas. This next Mandamer holds only for the first parsha. And Amar Rabba Barbar Chana Amar Biyochanan Halacha Kurabba Acha Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda that one requires kavana for the entire first parsha. Okay, the Gemara now says further. that Tani Idach, the other Brisa says, Vahayu Shalo Yikar Lamafre, you shouldn't read it out of order. Alavavecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer Ad Kan, Mitzvah Kavana, Mikam Elech Mitzvah Kriya, only up into that pasuk of Alavavecha, do you need Kavana? And further, you don't. Rabbi Yoshi Omer Ad Kan Mitzvah Kriya, Mikam Elech Mitzvah Kavana. See, it's something interesting with the Gemara is going to try to figure out what he means. Only up into the words Alavavecha do you have to read. From that point on, you need Kavana. So what's Pshat? Maishna Mikam Elech Mitzvah Kriya. Only up until that pasuk you need to do a mitzvah kriya to chsev the daber bam to speak them. Hachanami haksev. It also says in the entire parsha Rishona, it says v'dibar tabam. It says as well, not only in v'hayom shemoa does it say the daber bam. It says v'dibar tabam even in the parsha Rishona. So hachikama. The Gemara says what he's saying is as follows. It says that adka mitzvah kriya mitzvahs kavana ukriya. Mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. Now, of course, it's a mitzvah kriya v'dibarta bam, ledaber bam. You need to read both Parsha Rishona and Parsha Shnia. The question is kavana. He's saying the kavana is needed only for Parsha Rishona, but you don't need kavana, you only need kriya for the second Parsha. So, ma'ishna ad kan mitzvah kavana u'kriya. How come only the first Parsha requires both kavana and kriya? Dechsev alavavecha. V'dibarta bam. It says both alavavecha, kavana, and v'dibarta bam, kriya, in the first Parsha. Hasam Nami Haksiv in the second parsha as well. It says Alavavech Lavavchem, which is Kavana, and the Dabar Bam, which is Kriya. So we need Kriya and Kavana for the second parsha as well. And the Gemara answers, Ahu Mibar Lelechad Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Samtam Es Divarai Eila, telling us where to place a tefillin near the heart, Tzvicha Shetei Sima Kineged Alev, on the arm, right up against the heart. And therefore that pasuk isn't available to teach me Kavana as well, so that's why the second parsha only requires Kriya, but doesn't require Kavana. Says Gemara further now. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yoshi Omer Ad Kan Mitzvah Kriya. Mikan Veilech Mitzvah Kavana. So he says up until this point is Kriya, afterwards is only Kavana. So Gemara wants to understand Shita's Rabbi Yoshi. Ma'ishna Mikan Veilech Mitzvah Kavana Bishum Dechsev Alavavchem. We understand the first parsha requires, the second parsha requires Kavana because it says Alavavechem. Vavchem, Hachanami Haksev Alavavecha. It says Parsha Rishon also Alavavecha, you need Kavana. The Gemara says Hachi Kamar. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'chavana. The first parsha requires both kriya and kavana. Mikan ve'elach kavana below kriya. The second parsha requires kavana because it does say alavavchem, but it doesn't require kriya in the second parsha. Gemara has a problem with that. The Gemara says ma'ishna ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'chavana. How come the first parsha requires both kriya and kavana? Dichsev alavavecha v'dibar debam in the first parsha. Hasam nami haksev in the second parsha. It also says alavavchem l'dabar bam. You should require both kriya and kavana. And the Gemara says, Ahu, that Ladaber Bam in the second parsha isn't referring to the reciting of Shema, the second parsha Shema. That's B'divrei Torah Ksiv, about learning. V'achika Amar Rahman, the Torah says, Agmirei B'naichu Torah, you should teach your children Torah, Kiecha Diligrisi B'hu, this way they should learn it, and that's Ladaber Bam, that's the V'dibarta Bam in the second parsha, and not a reference to the reading of recital of Shema. Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzvicha Kavana Hasalev. You only need Kavana for that first parsha. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Amar Rava Halachak Rebbe Meir, that all you really need is Kavana for that very first parsha. Says the Gemara further now, first pasuk rather. So Tanya, Sumchas Omer, Kol HaMarech Be'echad, whoever extends the Echad of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you pick the whole the Echad, so that's Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnosav, that's a Segulot, having a long life. So Amar V'acha Bar Yaakov U'V'dalad, and particularly the Dalad Be'echad, the Dalad, you emphasize the Dalad, Tafka that one. So Amar V'ashi U'V'vad Shelo Yachtov B'ches, as long as you don't skip the Ches, you don't jump over it too quickly. It should be Echad, you should emphasize the Ches, and then elongate the Dalad. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Havi Yosef Kamed, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Chazid Havi Marech Tuba, he saw that he was davening a long Dalad, a long Echad. Amalei, Kevin Dam Lichtei, since you have to be Mamlech Hashem, the Mal, the Mata, the Arba, Ruchas Hashem, Tulot Shichas. All you have to do is just when you say Echad, think of a Kodesh Baruch up and down, and right, left, forward, and back, like Lulav, and that's it. But to be so long, that takes a second or two. But to be so long, well, just to hold it without any kavana, that's not the point. So Amar of Nasan Bar Ukva, Amar of Yehuda. Alavav Echa should be Ba'amida. You should stand up when saying this in order to have proper kavana, like we stand for Shemona Esrei. And Gemara's Alavav Echa, You would think that alvecha indicates standing up. Ela ema ad alvecha b'amida mikan ve'elech lo. What it means is you could stand up. You should stand up until the words alvecha in order to have proper kavana. But from that point on, you don't need to have amida because you don't need to have kavana either. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol parsha kula b'amida. You should say the entire parsha standing up. Va'az the Rabbi Yochanan tamei damar Rabba bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Acha shamar Yishum Rabbi Huda. You need kavana the entire first parsha of Shema, and therefore, since amida helps facilitate kavana, one should stand up. Now we don't pass that you have to do this, but that can be an etzah for standing up. Okay, Gemara now says Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zu Kriyas Shema, Shel Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's all. Just the first pasuk, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So Amar Lei Rav LeRabbi Chia, Lo Chazina Lei LeRabbi DeMekabel Lema Chushmaim. You know, he used to teach his Talmidim, and it was the time of Shema. It was the Netzachama, and he didn't Mekabel Shema. So Amar Lei Bar Pachsi. So he explains, that's how he referred to him, the son of a great people. During shir, he would like put his hand over his eyes, it appears, and he'd quickly say Shema and be mekabel ol mochus shemaim at that point. So Chozer v'gomer, they asked the Gemara, did he then repeat Shema afterwards separately? Oh, ain't a Chozer v'gomer, or he wouldn't repeat it afterwards when the shir is over. Bar Kabar Omer, ain't a Chozer v'gomer, he wouldn't repeat it. And Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Omer, Chozer v'gomer, he would repeat Shema later on. So Amar Lei Bar Kabar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bishmal, didida, I mean, according to me, it makes sense. Ain't a Chozer v'gomer, he doesn't say it afterwards. Because I knew the Mahadir Rabbi Ashmai said the Isbay Yitzis Mitzrayim. Rabbi was always makbid to give a shir on the topic of Yitzis Mitzrayim at that time. Therefore, he said Shema quickly when he covered his eyes, and then he said Yitzis Mitzrayim. He made his maskir during the shir. So he was Yotzei both Kabbalah Ol Melech Hashemayim and also Yitzis Mitzrayim. El Lidach Damar Chozer V'Gomer, according to you, that he said, that you said he repeated later on, so that he could also say Yitzis Mitzrayim in Parshas Sittis. So how come Lamali Lehadure? How come Rebbe was always so makbid to be maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim during the Shir, if later on he'll mention it during Parshas Sittis when he repeats Shema? So the Gemara says, Kidei Lehaskir Yitzis Mitzrayim Bizmana. Even though he said it later on during Shema, in the context of the Shema, he also wanted to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in the right Zman during the Shir. So he mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim during the Shir as a haskara b'zman, and later on he repeats Shema in order to capture Yitzis Mitzrayim as well in the three parshios of Shema. So Amar Rebbe, Ila Breder Rebbe Shmuel Bar Matar Mishmei Derav, Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Nenas B'Sheina. So let's say he says the pasuk Shema, and then he falls asleep, he can't keep himself up. He's fulfilled the mitzvah, because all you really need to do is recite the first pasuk of Shema. So Amar Le Rav Nachman L'Dari Avde, he would tell his Eved Daru, that Bipsuka Kamatsaran, you should wake me up, make sure I say the first pasuk, at least bother me, wake me up, shake me till I wake up. Tfeilo Titaran. But once I've said the first pasuk and I'm falling asleep, don't bother me, let me just fall asleep. So Amar Le Rav Yosef Bere Diraba, Avuch Hecha Havi Avid. What was the practice of your father? So Amar Le Bipsuka Kama Hava Kamatsaran. He would fight hard. He would wake himself, stamp just for the first pasuk, but tfei lo have a mitzar nafshe, but he wouldn't push himself to recite the rest of the parshas of Shema if he was falling asleep. So Amar of Yosef, praktim lo yikra kriyashma, a person who's lying down either on his back, on his face, rather on his back and his face up, that person should not recite Shema. It's a level of gaiva. So mikrohu de lo likre, so he shouldn't read. But a person could sleep. Don't recite Shema in such a way. But if you're sleeping, you'll have to sleep on your back. Rabbi Shub ben Levi, light aman de gun and park it in. Rabbi Shub ben Levi, curse he who sleeps on his back. So it's a situation where the guy's sleeping on his back, but he's slightly tilted to the side. That's acceptable. But mikra, when it comes to reciting Shema, avagav dematzei nami asa. But if guys are lying down and slightly tilted, although you could sleep in such a way, you cannot recite Shema in such a way. Now going back to the Mishnah about Prakim Shoel, the different shitas in the Mishnah about when you could interrupt Shoel Mipnei Kavod, Shoel Mipnei Yira, and so on. That's what the Gemara is now going to deal with the rest of the daf. The Gemara says, Meshe Machmas Mai. So we say the person responds, what's he responding for? So the Gemara says, Ilei Mipnei Kavod, if he's responding to someone who he needs to honor, Hashem Mishal Shoel, Ahude Mabai. Once we say you could go out of the way to be Shoel, to ask to greet someone who's kavod. So certainly you could respond to someone who greets you. So Gemara says, Ela shol mipnei kavod, umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. What it means is, when you say you could show, ask someone, you could greet someone, go out of the way to greet someone, that would indicate you could respond to anyone. So the Gemara says, Eim ha-seifa, but look at the seifa. Be'emtza shol mipnei yira umeshiv. And the person who's in the middle of the parak, he's allowed to only he's allowed to ask someone, he's allowed to greet someone who he fears for his life, and he could also meishiv, he could respond to them. So meishiv machma smai, who's he responding to? Ilema bibnei yir. If you're saying he's responding to a person about whom he fears, so hasha mishal shal. If he could be shal and his shal shalom to such a person, certainly hadur mebar, he's able to respond to him. Ella, who is he being meishiv to in this case? Must be mipnei hakavod, someone who he honors, who he respects. Well, hainu de Rabbi Huda, isn't now that the same thing as Rabbi Huda shita? This time Rabbi Huda omer bem sashol mipnei yira umeishiv mipnei hakavod ubiprakim shol mipnei hakavod meishiv shalom lechaladim. What comes out that Rabbi Meir says the same exact thing as Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara says there's a chasur mech, so there's something missing here in the Mishnah. But halchi katani, this is what it means to say. But prakim shol mipnei hakavod. Between the prakim, you're able to be shol someone who about whom you respect. And needless to say, you could respond to such a person. So if you're in the middle of a parsha, you could greet someone who you about whom you fear. And needless to say, you could even respond to such a person. That's all the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the middle of a parak, you're able to greet someone about whom you fear. But you only respond, you're able to even respond to a person whom you honor. In between the prakim, you could greet he who you respect. You could respond to anybody about who of any person. And Tanan Amihachi, the Brisa says the same thing, that Akari Shema Upaga Bo Rabba, reciting Shema on your Rebbe, O Gadol Mehemad, someone who is older than you, someone who you respect. But prakim, show between the prakim, you could greet them, Mipnei HaKavod. And certainly you could respond to their greeting. If it's in the middle of a parak, you're only someone whom you fear, can you interrupt in the be'emsa? And certainly you could respond to such a person. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, be'emsa, shol mipnei yira, in the middle of a parak, you're able to greet someone who you fear. You could respond to someone who you honor. In between the prakim, shol mipnei hakavod, u'meishiv shol mecholdam. That's the end of the day. There is an interesting Tosa I wanted to do back on Yud Gimon Beis about this Inyan as follows. The Gemara says, how do we paskin? Tosas writes. Tosas writes, then the Bam Tosas of Shoel, B'pnei Yira, he says, when it's machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halachas k'Rabbi Yehuda, damar afilu be'emtza, meishim b'pnei akavah, which means if a person's in the middle of Parsha Shemani, he sees someone, a Rebbe, someone who he respects, he's able to interrupt in order to respond only. He says from this then if you're able to be meshiv to someone who you respect, so you're able to also be meshiv, you can respond to Kedusha and Kaddish as well in the middle of the parak. There's no greater kavod that one should have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and respond to Kedusha and Kaddish. If a person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, silent Shmoneh Esrei, it's usher to answer to Kedusha. Dimashma l'kaman, it implies later on in Daf Lamed Aleph, the bein gulo tefila ein lanos v'kol shkein b'tefilas atzma. Person should not answer Kaddish Kedusha between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Certainly during Shmoneh Esrei itself, it should be asur. U'mishem espal levada, the person who is davening by himself, v'shech tzibur magi l'modim, the meaning the guy came late. So he starts, he's on his own pace. And the Shleach Tzibur gets to Modim, so Yishach Lemodim, when he's davening on his own, silent Shmoneh Esrei, he should bow down when he's alongside when the rest of the Tzibur is doing Modim, even though he's not up to Modim, he should be saying whatever he's saying in Shmoneh Esrei, bow down at that point. About Lo Yomar Modim, he shouldn't actually say Modim, he should just bow down as if he's not, so he's not Mafresh Shmoneh Tzibur. V'davka Shaya Be'emesah Bracha, this is only true if he's in the middle of the Bracha. Aval b'sofer bracha, we see at the end of the bracha, bracha atah Hashem akel kadosh or chayin hadas, then he dafka shouldn't bend down. The nir kikore b'shvil bracha, then it seems like you're bowing down for the purpose of the bracha, and we have a klal that you're not allowed to bow down on during any brachas other than the ones that the chacham say. Dein lichro b'chol brachos ela be'oson shetiknu chacham, you can only bow down at a bracha, bracha atah Hashem chacham instituted, but any other ones you can't. So if you're at the end of the bracha, you dafka shouldn't bend down. And then Tosus concludes, Rabbeinu Tam haya ragil sheyamamtin be'oso pela. He would wait. If a person was late, he'd actually wait. He wouldn't start Shemoneh Esrei yet. Kedei la'anos kadosh v'kedusha imatzibur. He would actually delay his Shemoneh Esrei so that he could respond to kedusha and kadosh, and only afterwards would he start his Shemoneh Esrei himself.